ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Joining us now is ABC science reporter Belinda Smith. Hi.
Hi, PK.
Before we get stuck into the science news, let's just get to the bottom of this brain teaser. Okay, here it is. My child, Roman, lovely name, had a birthday party last week. Four guests were aged five. Nine of them were six, five were seven, and one was eight. How many nine-year-olds attended?
Well, there was just one. And so Roman is a lovely name, but it's also a clue in this brain teaser. So we're looking at Roman numerals in the ages. So five, F-I-V-E, has IV. That's four in Roman numerals. So we have four five-year-olds. Six has IX in it. That's nine. So we've got 9 6-year-olds. I'll let listeners do seven and eight. But nine, it only has the I in it. And I is one in Roman numerals. So it's just the 1 9-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a real stumper.
And did many people get it?
No, not many people at all. Look, Ian from Perth was on the right track with the Roman numerals. We had a few people text in with the right answer. Jane, Rachel, didn't show their working, but, you know, if you did get it that way, well done.
Well done. And there was a common mistake, though, wasn't there?
I think people just assumed that there were no nine-year-olds for some reason, or that Roman was turning nine himself.
Yes. That was, yeah.
Which technically, you know, maybe there was 1 9-year-old and it was Roman.
I was thinking that. I'm like, that's possible, but that's possible. Not the answer you were looking for. Okay, it just shows two things can be correct at once. Yesterday we heard about the range of clicks that sperm whales use to chat, which is an incredible story we covered. Another study, which is out today, looked at another mammal, African elephants, and how they greet each other.
Yeah.
How do they say hi?
Kind of like we do. So there's a lot of chat, a lot of vocalizations, a lot of touching. Seeing two elephants reunite after a few days apart is kind of like seeing families at the airport. There's a lot of running towards each other. Yeah, a lot of noise, a lot of flapping of ears in elephants' cases. But this new study that came out in Communications Biology Today really studied what these reunions were like, looking at those vocalizations, what they actually do with their body, as well as what they excrete. So researchers looked at 90 greetings, reunions, from a bunch of elephants that live in a reserve in Zimbabwe. And they actually recorded some. So if you want to hear one, we can play. This is a male and a female greeting each other. Just to give you a visual as we listen, there's a lot of ear flapping going on and a lot of urination from both parties.
Okay, yeah. Better out than in.
So you can hear that little low grumble. That means that the elephants are happy. They're pleased to see each other, that low grumble. And so that's a pretty standard greeting. So you've got that noise, you've got the ear flapping, and you've got the weeing. It's a real feast for the senses, an elephant reunion. And this study found that about 3/4 of these reunions involved some kind of smell-based component. So either weeing, pooing, or oozing a secretion from a gland on their face, which sits between their eyes and their ears, kind of oozes a thick, oily liquid. And so smell is a big component of these greetings. That's where I suppose elephants deviate from humans in a sense.
If someone came up to me and did that, I'd be alarmed.
Yes.
So what does it mean for elephant language?
Well, it's another layer of complexity to how they chat with each other. Like, this is one group of elephants from one reserve in Zimbabwe. We can't, you know, generalise to all elephants. But something else that the research has found is that elephants change the way they greet depending on whether the other elephant was looking at them. So if they were being watched, they did more of the visual cues. They waved their ears around more. But if the other elephant was looking away, they did more of the sounds. They might reach out with their trunk and touch them, maybe have a sniff of that scent gland on their face. So they sort of changed their behaviours deliberately based on what the other elephant's doing.
Now, another story. This week we covered the 200th anniversary of Beethoven premiering his revolutionary Ninth Symphony. He was 53 at the time and had been deaf for almost a decade. Now researchers say Beethoven's hearing loss can be explained, at least partly, by toxic chemicals found in his hair.
Yeah, that's right.
So, what did they find?
Oh, poor old Beethoven, right. So they found, in short, a whole lot of lead. So Beethoven, he had a, by all accounts, a pretty horrific last few years of his life. He had horrific gastrointestinal distress. He had cramps. We would call it irritable bowel these days, but he had chronic diarrhea, vomiting, cramps, that kind of thing. He also had liver failure. And of course, like you said, you know, he had early onset deafness. And so this new research, which came out in Chemical Chemistry earlier this week, analysed strands of his hair for things like lead and other heavy metals. And they found that he had 100 times the normal amount of lead in his hair than you or I, essentially. Huge amounts. And when you take that figure and you sort of calculate what his blood alcohol, blood lead levels would have been like, they would have been well high enough to account for those gastrointestinal problems, maybe even his early onset hearing loss, because lead poisoning can damage nerves. And if you damage the wrong nerves, you get progressive hearing loss. Mm. This sort of builds on a DNA study that came out last year as well, which analysed Beethoven's genome. They got about 2/3 of his whole genome out of his hair, which is quite amazing in itself.
In itself, yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't find any genetic clues as to his hearing loss or his bowel problems. So this lead study maybe adds to that and gives us an explanation as to why he was such an unwell man.
Wow, that's a really interesting story. Mm. Belle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Belle Anytime. Smith there. And you can find out more about all of this science news, which is pretty amazing. Those two stories were corkers on the ABC News website. And if you have a suggestion for a brain teaser, maybe one easier than the one we gave you today, drop us an email at science@abc.net.au.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.